Buy Me a Coffee is a great way to help us get the podcast to Amanda Holden. From as little as £1 a month, you can be a part of the journey. Full details at followthedream.co.uk. Now, back to the shenanigans.
Right, shall we crack on then?
Yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans, following the dream.
Hi, mate!
Wow, hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hiya, mate. What in God's name was that?
Have you been drinking coffee?
No.
Wow.
What was that?
That was amazing.
Your brain glitching again. Something all right with you today?
How are you, love?
I'm all right. What? I'm buzzing.
Obviously, yeah. We can tell. You've had the OG meds.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared, if I'm honest.
They haven't opened them. I've been taking them.
Oh, yeah. Too many.
Yeah, too many.
What's been occurring?
A few weeks ago, I don't know whether you do know about this. But
go on, tell me.
I'll just assume you don't.
Tell us.
Me and Andrew.
Oh.
We did a thing.
Oh, it did involve sweets.
Wait. That was between you and me, mate. That was our little secret, wasn't it?
No.
Are we talking about the other thing?
No, not that thing.
Did he give you sweets?
No, not that thing. We did an interview with...
That thing.
Yeah, with someone called Glenn.
I thought you were going to say you had a movie night without me then, you little sounds fairy.
No, he won't have a movie night with me.
Go on, interview with who?
Well, even if he did, it wouldn't involve chickens.
Interview with who?
Glenn.
Who's Glenn?
From a record shop.
Right.
On Pollard Yard.
Called?
Oh, you'll like this, Kevin.
Go on.
Vinyl Fetishes.
Hey, that sounds cool, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a cute little place, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's massive. It's like a treasure trove of... records, and like there's some records like you wouldn't find them in everyday record shops.
Right, so collectors and actual vinyl,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. Then yeah. Did he go and have a good route round?
Oh yeah, and I found one that caught my eye, and one that I found very interesting was a Ricky Martin vinyl.
What did he sing?
Living a Vida.
That was it. Yeah. Be careful singing that too well. We might have to pay someone some copyright fees.
Oh, yeah. Would we, Andrew?
It didn't sound anything like him.
Come on.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Come on.
So you did an interview with him. What, a rogue interview, you and Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually don't really need you, if we're being honest.
No, we don't. I've noticed that. Yeah,
We're gonna look at contracts and try and just push you out of the business.
Yeah, no, I can see that, doing your own quiz, and now you're doing rogue interviews, aren't we?
Not really sure you should have said that there at that point, Jordan, but anyhow, not to worry. I mean, it's a bit awkward. He's in the room.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, you were interviewing these guys over at Vinyl Fetishes because on Record Store Day, which is Saturday the 18th of April...
Yeah.
They're obviously opening up their store. They'll have lots of really great offers and deals and special releases on the day. But around their store being open, because it'll get very, very busy, there'll be people queuing out the yard on the day. The entire yard is opening itself up, so we'll have stalls and like nice food and drink and live music. I'll be open, people can pop in. So that was really the reason for the interview. But
yeah,
you loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, I really did. I definitely found a bit more confidence. I really loved it.
Which is what it's all about as we head towards Amanda Holden. The more interviews you can do, the more used to them you get.
Yeah.
But this was about a subject that you like, which is vinyl records
and
music. Yeah,
I really liked it, yeah.
Andrew was saying that your interview technique was on point. You did, you got the right questions and you listened and you did your stuff. And
exactly.
You did it really well.
We gave you like a little script, three or four questions, and within those three or four questions you... listen to what the guy was saying.
Yeah,
I googled Record Store Day because I'd not really heard of it as such, but it's countrywide, isn't it?
Yeah,
It looked quite huge.
I think BBC Six Music are the ones that really push it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
so they're heavily involved in it. Mm. And yeah, I don't think it's every record store. I think you've actually got to go through Record Store Day as the entity to get on their list of record stores.
I think some artist, by the way, and I can't remember who, but I did read it, some artists are specifically holding off releases not to be released until Record Store Day.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
And there's only limited numbers of them as well.
Limited edition kind of thing. Yeah. That's really pretty good. Cool.
So, so what we're going to do is we'll probably release that episode tomorrow. Just me and you.
Yeah.
Rogue episode. Possibly the future of the podcast.
I'm doing my own rogue episodes now. If anyone wants to join me on a rogue episode, let me know. Send your applications in. Email me.
You can't use my name. You can't use Follow the Dream. Go get your own name.
No, I'm good. What would I call it?
Something to do with shits, apparently.
No, that's the quiz show. Following, following the
dream. Oh, guess what else I brought?
Go on.
Another Amanda Holden update.
Another one?
Another one.
Why? Explain to us why. Why do we keep doing these Amanda Holden updates?
Yeah, we should remind everybody, shouldn't we?
Because that is the point of my journey in this podcast and my broadcasting journey.
Explain more, Jordan.
Because I'm on a journey at the minute.
You're following the dream.
He's very aggressive today, isn't he?
I'm following my dream that one day, I will interview my radio idol, Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
That has been in my head for years. That's saying.
We'll get there, mate. Don't you worry.
I know we will.
Should we do an update then?
Yep.
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
A TV show, The Outer Square, is back. Oh, no, that's...
That's my quiz show.
Oh, she knows, but she's got a season two, hasn't she? Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant?
I meant the inner circle.
The inner circle.
Yeah, the inner circle's back.
I thought we had an update a while ago that said that was cancelled.
I thought it was cancelled. I thought it was cancelled.
Do you think it's the success of my quiz that they thought they should probably bring it
up? Stop saying my quiz, you little turd. I thought it was cancelled. I thought it only made one season.
Series,
yeah.
So isn't this a celebrity version of it? Is that what it is? Or was it always?
No, you could be right.
I don't know. I just know it's back.
Yeah, it could be the celebrity in a circle. But is that your news? Is that your update?
Yeah, that's just it.
And what about, the big one on Saturday nights for me that I'm still watching is obviously Britain's Got Talent. Who was her golden buzzer? Did we mention it the other week? It was the choir, wasn't it?
Choir.
Yeah. So have you seen any more lately?
That was a fix.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did you?
No.
Have you seen the guy that did the teleporting? Yeah. Andrew, tell me you've seen it.
No, I don't watch telly.
You need to start watching it. Just bear with me.
What, teleporting?
A guy goes on stage, yeah?
Right.
I'll be as quick as I can, but it was worth it. And he's on one side of the stage on a bit of staging with curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he shut the curtain and he'd appear on the other side of the stage behind the curtain and open that.
Yeah.
Then he brought a load of people out of the audience and got the audience to randomly, or Simon Cowell and what's her name, Amanda and everybody, to randomly select someone on the stage. And he'd put them in behind the curtain with him.
Yeah.
And then appear behind the curtain on the other side of the stage. Now, we know it's a trickery, but it's bloody good trickery.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll search it out.
Please do.
I don't like magicians and stuff like that on...
Do you not?
No.
Why?
I don't know. They just irritate me.
I like a good magician. You know,
I like a good magician, but I don't like them magicians who have tricks where it's, like, drawn out.
Yeah, but some of them, they have a good punchline. You know what I mean? I also like bad magicians. Tommy Cooper. Come on. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Just like that.
He was rubbish. No, he was actually very, very good. Mm. And he was very, very clever, you know, being deceiving.
Yeah.
And making you think he was rubbish. What do you say, Andrew? Were you ever a fan?
I was just thinking, do you think that would work nowadays?
Well...
If Tommy
style?
Cooper turned up on stage in Britain's Got Talent, do you think it would work?
No.
Well, humour changes.
I don't think I think it'd be another one of those situations where you can't, oh, you can't do that today. Oh, you can't.
I don't know. I think card tricks and visual humour and daft, giddy stuff. It's like we were talking, Andrew Jordan and I, today on the way here, we were talking about Airplane and Naked Gun and all that.
Oh, I love that.
So, Naked Gun, the chief inspector in Naked Gun was called Captain Frank Drebin. Please tell me you remember him. So they've done a latest movie, haven't they, with Liam Neeson. Yeah. So 30 years on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reviews are quite mixed because a lot of us, the older guys, watching it going, that was brilliant. That's really funny. It's still funny.
Yeah.
But the younger ones are going, what?
All right. Okay.
I don't get it.
I did see the trailer and I thought it looked really good. Because I was thinking, you can't do it without the original actors. But apparently it looks
like Liam Neeson is very good in it. And so is, what's her name? Her out of Baywatch. Pamela Anderson, she's in it. Can we put this on our movie club?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Naked Gun, the new one.
Are you still not joining?
No, of course I'm not.
Right, well, we're going to watch it.
Yeah.
The new Frank Drebin, Liam Neeson, Police Squad movie, whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with a review.
Should we play my quiz?
do we have to?
Do we have
to? It's my quiz. Come on, it's good.
Stop saying mine. You purposely say mine.
Shall we play it?
Winding me up.
Are you ready, Jordan?
No.
The Outer Square. It's that time of the week again, folks. The Outer Square. And here's your host with the most, Boss Man.
You're still sulking. look, we've got the prize now. Where is the prize? Where's the trophy?
I've had it.
Where's it gone?
I've had it somewhere.
That cost me 20 quid on Amazon, that.
How can you lose a trophy?
Where's it gone?
Trophy's gone.
Anyway, there's a trophy up for grabs. It was in your pocket. Oh, you are still sulking, aren't you? You're being a little moody cow, aren't you? Stealing the trophy.
Right, I'll put it back. What's wrong with that?
Jordan, I think there's every chance you're going to win this. So, four questions. Jordan, have you kept your eye on the news?
Yeah.
And recent goings on.
Oh, it's in the bag for me, this now, isn't it?
I don't believe a word of it. Anyway, four questions.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't need a tiebreaker because I haven't got one.
Oh, so right, okay.
If it's a draw, I'll just keep the trophy again.
If you get a tiebreaker, I can maybe draw one from my quiz. I'll bring one in for you.
No, we don't need your quiz.
No, we don't need your quiz.
Right, should we do quiz round one, number one, then?
Yeah.
So, bit of general knowledge. Recent news events. 400,000 Kit Kats were stolen recently from a van. But in which country? Is it A, Poland, B, Italy, C, Spain, or D, United Kingdom? So A, Poland, B, Italy, C, Spain, D, UK.
It's funny because I thought it was Switzerland and I'm wrong. I spoke about it the other day, didn't I? What do you think it is, Jod?
I think it's Poland.
I think it's Spain.
You'd both be wrong.
Well, is it
Poland?
It was
Italy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh kebab.
And I thought it was Switzerland anyway. Sheesh what?
What? So recently, the clocks changed. Did they A, go forward 1 hour, B, back 1 hour, C,
sideways,
go back to the 1970s, or D, go back to the future?
Go back.
Forward, backwards, back to the 1970s, or back to the future.
Marty, we gotta go back. Gotta go back to the future.
Back.
No. Forward.
Back 1 hour, you're saying.
Forward.
Yeah, Kevin is right. They went forward 1 hour. So 1 point to Kevin.
Jordan.
Nothing yet to Jordan.
Spring forward. That's how you remember.
Fall backwards.
Right,
okay. So, question three. Record Store Day will be happening soon. But when? Is it A, Saturday 25th of December? B, tomorrow? C, Saturday the 18th of April? Or D, Saturday 23rd of April?
Jordan, you go first.
25th of December, tomorrow, 18th or 23rd of April. Don't you look at that. You, that's the second quiz in a row. You've tried cheating.
Go on, John.
Run them by me again.
Saturday, 25th of December. Mm. Tomorrow. Saturday, the 18th of April. Saturday, 23rd of April.
Is it the 23rd?
I'm going for the 18th.
And Kevin would be right. It is Saturday the 18th.
Damn.
On to the final question. There's no chance of you winning this one. Kevin's going to walk away with a trophy, but we'll do the question anyway. It's about Amanda Holden, and she's currently on her holidays. But which European city does she just visit with her daughter? Is it A, Berlin, B, Rome, C, Paris, or D, Barcelona?
Oh.
So Berlin, Rome, Paris, Barcelona.
What do you think, George? I'm going to take an educated guess on this.
Go on.
I'll let you go first.
Paris.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Paris as well. Two girls, dressed up. It's got to be fashion, Paris.
Absolutely right. You both get a point. Mm. So it's 3 points to Kevin, 1 point to Jordan. Kevin, you got the trophy, mate.
Yes!
Oh, he's happy now.
Hey, no. Losers.
Shall we move on?
Yep.
New feature.
Oh!
Actually, Kevin, you inspired this.
There's oh, no did need, I? There's no another need. Idea you're nicking off me.
Yes. You know, the other week you talked about that blue plaque idea. Obviously, this whole idea, this podcast, all started in IKEA between me and Jordan.
Yeah.
We had a chat.
Oh, you were there as well, were you?
No, I was there. Right. The whole thing. So I pitched it, and Jordan agreed, and this is how we came up with Amanda Holden being the star of the project, and you came up with the idea of putting a blue plaque on the
definitely.
Wall at IKEA. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is something we need. We need absolute proper planning for this one.
Okay.
Otherwise, we might get arrested.
Well, that'll be fun as well.
Yeah, I'm not so keen on that. Myself.
Good publicity, though.
Yeah, I know. All good publicity is.
Jordan, you know, bundled into the back of a van, crying. That would make absolute.
Yeah, because we'd run away.
Yeah.
You can't run anywhere, mate.
We'd be off.
We'd be
and
off.
And be left.
And we'd be filming it from the distance. You'd be there with a blue plaque on the wall.
Today a man was found abandoned outside IKEA.
But I thought, in preparation for all of this, we should do a few little challenges. Mission, challenge Jordan.
Yay! Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Jordan, this is your mission, challenge Jordan. Good luck, Agent J. You have 7 days to complete the challenge.
So your first one then, and if anybody actually has any ideas for challenges that Jordan can do, then submit them at the website. Go to followthedream.co.uk.
So are we going to have options that we can get people to vote for? What's the crack?
Yeah, we could do that if we come up with some good ideas.
Yeah.
I've come up with the first one. Obviously, we'll do the blue plaque somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Like I say, some military planning needs to go into that one. But we will do that one.
Right.
But I thought for the next 7 days, every single day for the next 7 days.
Is this the challenge for him?
Yeah.
If you choose to accept all that.
I want a photo of you in the horse head everywhere you go.
So seven photos,
one a day. So whether you go to the shop, whether you're doing your cleaning, or whether you're sleeping, whatever it might be, one photo a day. That's your challenge, should you wish to accept it. I look forward to seeing the pictures.
Yeah.
Right, episode 102. So in episode 101, we got to Jordan on 33 points, Kevin taking a little lead on 36 points. What have you got for me, Jordan?
What do you call a magician who's lost his magic?
I know this one, but I'll let you do it.
You got no idea?
Go on.
Ian.
I was going to say it. Too obvious, mate. Kevin, over to you, mate.
Okay.
This is where a chicken joke just wins it.
Shall I do
you.
A chicken joke?
Just do
you.
A chicken joke.
What do you call a chicken that is staring at a lettuce?
Go on.
Chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, God. I mean, it really wasn't that good, was it?
You laughed.
Yeah, but it's a chicken joke. Chicken jokes always make me laugh. It pains me to say, but Kevin, 37 hey. Points to Jordan's 33.
And they've got the trophy.
Oh, no, every time I want something going on with this trophy. Whoever has the trophy, yeah, has got to do an impression of a goat.
What?
Of a goat.
It's got to
do an impression of a goat because they are the greatest.
Yeah, but then we'll have it.
Time.
Yeah, but you'll be doing it every week. Then there'll be another farmyard animal coming into the bloody show.
Can we go now?
Does that mean can't you do an impression of a goat?
Jordan, I think it's time for your meds, mate. See ya.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.